Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to So Dead, a podcast where we talk about whatever we want, because it's our podcast, and if you don't like it, get your own podcast. I'm Jen Carpenter.
And I'm Danny Fairman. Happy True Crime Tuesday.
And happy Taco Tuesday, Deadheads. And also, happy birthday to Danny in 2 days.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I'm getting up there.
No.
But I'm excited. I still embrace my birthdays. Thank you.
You're welcome. So today we're going to be talking about the P word.
Not politics.
No. Not politics.
The other P word. Psychics.
Psychics. I thought you were going to say a different P word, and this is not that kind of podcast.
Don't talk about OPP.
No. And before we get into our stories, I think it's important to clarify and establish this. Do you believe in the ability of psychics?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Good. I do. And that can be hard for me sometimes because I'm skeptical. But as we will discuss, I've had a few experiences that just can't be
explained away.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about yours.
So I've seen a psychic about 4 times in my life.
Okay.
They were all different ones.
Okay.
The first time, she specialized in like past lives.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was apparently a Quaker. And one of my great aunts on my dad's side was my mother in that life.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I died like a young girl on a wagon, though.
Oh. That's sad.
Mm-hmm. That's all I remember from that one. Second one, the lady told me that I would own.
Wait, can I ask? Yeah. I'm sorry. The first one, when she was telling you these things, did you feel anything? Like, was it more of just a, that's interesting? Or did you feel some sort of like connection to the story she was telling you?
No, I did not tell a connection. But so when she told me about my dad's aunt being my mother or whatever, she gave me a name. She was like, your aunt so-and-so. And my dad was an orphan.
Oh my gosh.
So this name did not sound familiar. And I was like, I have no clue what you're talking about. So when I went back and told my family about what the reading was, my dad was like, oh yeah, I had an aunt so-and-so. And it was like some bonkers
name. It wasn't Aunt Mary.
No, it was something weird. And he was like, yeah, so-and-so. And I was like, well, she was my mom in my past life. So
that's so weird.
Yeah. But I didn't feel
connected to the story. No. Okay. I was just curious.
No. Like, I had no memory of my life before. The second one, the lady told me that I would own a shop in a plaza within a year.
Didn't happen.
No, that was like 8 years ago.
You have no shops and no plazas?
No shops in a plaza. Nope. Nothing. Third time, I was told I would never have children and Dave and I would be divorced within a short period of time.
No.
And that he didn't really love me.
Well, that was
We're still married. We have a child. And a half.
How much did you pay for that shitty reading?
I know, right?
Fuck that lady. Sorry.
Yeah, she was wrong.
And rude.
Well, I mean,
she told you your husband didn't love you.
That's what she saw.
She didn't see it. She obviously didn't see it because none of it was true.
True. Well, that's what she saw, but she was seeing lies.
I think she was just
mean.
Mm-hmm. She didn't like you.
Yeah, I don't know. So the fourth time I saw someone, I was pregnant at the time. I did not know if I was having a boy or a girl.
Okay.
She said that I was having a daughter and that she was an indigo baby.
What does that mean?
An indigo baby is somebody who has the gift.
Like she will be a psychic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like she has the ability to see things or talk or whatever. But that I needed to watch my sugar intake and she could see the baby's orb, and that I would be involved in a fender bender.
That's weird.
Yep. She also said that a grandma who had passed away was in the room, and that she was saying how the baby would be born on her daddy's birthday.
Okay.
And...
were you due that the baby would be born on Dave's birthday?
Yes.
Were you due on Dave's birthday?
No, I was due like a week later.
Okay.
I was induced on Dave's birthday.
Oh my gosh.
We missed it by 3 hours.
Oh my gosh. That's
the
so
week
weird.
After the reading, I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes. Mm-hmm, this totally sucks, by the way. I was in a fender bender in a Walgreens parking lot. Somebody hit my car. And the orb, Dave was taking photography classes at the time.
Okay.
And he had to take like a series of pictures, and I was his subject, and I was standing in front of our house at the time, and he was just snapping the pictures. Mm-hmm. And in one of the pictures, my belly is growing or glowing.
Growing and glowing.
It was growing, mm-hmm. but it was glowing. Wow. If I find the picture, we'll put it on the website.
So psychic number 4, top notch. Number 3, sure. No.
The most shocking thing she said to me, though, was she goes, I can't figure out who the old lady is that sits at the end of your bed at night. I was like, do not tell me that. I'm scared.
Oh, no.
But I think it was my dog.
You think it was your dog?
Mm-hmm. She was an old lady, and she used to lay at the foot of my bed.
Huh.
I don't know. That's what that gives me peace thinking that, because I don't want some... old lady,
you don't want some old lady staring at me. Well, you've moved, so you should go back and see.
Twice since then.
Yeah, see if the old lady's still with you or if she was house specific.
No.
Come on.
Some things are better left unknown.
Come on.
But yeah, so I felt like she kind of had some insight.
Yeah, for sure.
Bananas.
That is. So I think your stories are kind of a good example of, you know, sometimes you'll get information that... what do I do with this? You know, the past life information.
There's phonies out there.
Is this valid? Is this not? I don't know.
Right.
The next two were way off with their predictions. But then number 4, like that was crazy.
I mean, none of it was earth shattering. But here's the deal. I walked into every single one that I paid for with the idea that this was for entertainment value.
Right.
You know, I wasn't seeking any healing, which I know a lot of people do. I wasn't looking for an answer for anything. I was just going in and I wanted to have fun.
Right. You know? Yeah, exactly.
So.
Wow.
What's your experience?
All right. So for me to tell you my stories, because they are all connected, I first have to give you some background. It's not going to be easy for me to do this, but... we talk about some pretty awful things on the podcast, so I guess it's just fair for me to share one of my worst experiences. Mm-hmm. I wish I could tell you when I met my childhood best friend, but I honestly do not remember. Our dads were friends in high school, and we were born less than 2 months apart, so Anna was always just there. She was in every memory. She was in every milestone moment. We took our first ballet class together. We were bumblebees when we were 4. We walked to our first day of kindergarten together. I wore this itchy as hell blue dress and white tights, and I had the worst bangs in the world. They started like at the middle of my head, like half
we
of
all
my
had
hair
those
was bangs.
Bangs.
Mm-hmm. She was wearing a... Cabbage Patch Kids tank top, a little pink tank top.
Oh my God, that was some cool stuff back then. She was probably pretty cool.
And if she was so cool. And if I remember correctly, I think I was walking with this really bad limp because I had just gotten my booster shots a couple days before.
Oh, God, I
and I
those.
Was super dramatic about it.
You?
So she, me? You don't say. So she was skipping and laughing and giggling. She was always laughing. Mm. And I was just being a big brat because my leg hurt and my dress
this
was itchy.
This totally sounds like me and you.
It does, doesn't it?
Anyway, go on.
So, in fact, Anna was my very first podcasting partner. Way back in 1983, when we were 3 years old, before podcasting was even a thing, We were so far ahead of the times. So we didn't have fancy mics or anything, but we had a little cassette recorder. And I totally forgot that this existed. Mm-hmm. But when we started talking about doing this episode, I was like, oh my God, I think we recorded a podcast,
right.
A radio show.
Right.
And so I asked my mom about it, and bless her, she dug through almost 40 years worth of keepsakes to find it. And mm-hmm. she found it.
My
so
God,
I'm
going to
play it for you guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
Okay. Hi, you can see it too later.
I don't know how.
Okay. Then I'll show how. No, I'll tell a man to my telana. You go like that. Go. Hi, this is from me to you, Sam.
Hi, this is from me to you.
Our name's Aaron.
Jennifer.
No, I'm gonna say Jennifer. My name's Jennifer.
My name's Anna.
We always look out the window to see who it is, or we go tell them that. This is from me to you.
Oh my God. I want, like, I have tears in my eyes. That's the sweetest thing ever. Okay, what did you say in case people couldn't make it out?
So, the name of our podcast apparently mm-hmm. was From Me to You. So we said, this is From Me to You.
That's a good name.
Right.
We're switching our name.
We're changing
we're going
the name
back
of the
to
podcast.
The original.
We said that we always look out the window to see who it is, or we go tell our mom. So it
solid
was
advice.
Even a tip on how not to get murdered.
Right.
At 3 years old.
And that was from you to me.
From me to you. Still
I
do
love
that.
You were like, you're just a natural.
I was so bossy even then.
You were so bossy?
I said
you
even
guys,
then.
Jen is very bossy to
I
me.
I said even then.
At least she knows that. But that is like the sweetest recording. The little baby voices you
I
have.
Know. Her little voice and her little giggle. It was just so sweet. Mm. So as we got older, we added a couple new friends to the crew, mainly my best friends, Trini and Kim. Mm-hmm. People called us the Four Musketeers, and Trini and Kim remain two of my best friends to this day. Anna was super into spooky shit. She loved Ouija boards. She always wanted to play light as a feather, stiff as a board. You remember that fucking game?
I do. I always played it.
We saw our first scary movie together, Poltergeist, after which she was so scared that she went back home instead of spending the night. I had never heard of the Amityville Horror until she gave me the book to read in middle school. So that was totally her thing.
Mm-hmm.
We grew apart as we got older. We started running with different crowds. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I ever doubted that we would come back together later in life because sure. our families were family. Right. It wasn't just that she was my best friend. Our moms were friends. Mm-hmm. Our dads had been friends since they were teenagers. Mm-hmm. My dad and her uncle were friends. So we were friends with that whole, like the whole family we right. knew and spent time with regularly. So, the last time that I saw Anna was on our last day of eighth grade. We were walking home together with our little core group of friends from the neighborhood. And I think we all knew, you know, things were changing. We were all headed to different mm-hmm. high schools in the fall. So this was really our last time together because we didn't.
What high school did she go to?
She went to DeWitt.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay.
And I went to Sexton, and some of them were going to Everett, and some were okay. going to private schools. And we didn't even really hang out together outside of school a lot at this point, mm-hmm. many of us, or even at school all the time. So sure. it was kind of just that walk to and from school, which was a couple miles. It was far.
Back then. I used to walk in
snow,
5 feet
uphill.
Of snow.
We sure did. We had to walk down the middle of Pleasant Grove Road because there would be so much snow sometimes. Mm-hmm. And of course, in middle school, nobody's wearing boots, right?
Oh, no. We were too cool for that
And
stuff.
Nobody shoveled. So we would have to walk down the middle of Pleasant right. Grove Road to get home.
That's crazy.
A couple miles.
Oh, how times have changed.
I know. So, yeah, I mean, things are changing. This was right. the last thing we all did together was walk to and from school. This was our mm-hmm. last time.
That's about the time in life, too, when people start
drifting.
Yeah.
So there's actually a picture of us from that day, which I am so happy that I have at this time. I've got my braces. We both had braces.
That's funny.
And our teased bangs.
Oh, hell yeah, girl. You was ballin'.
I know it. So my house was the closest one to the school, but it was still pretty fucking far. So I said goodbye to everybody first that day. And I remember that I had my Walkman with me. And just by chance, Ace of Base's Don't Turn Around was playing as I was walking up my driveway.
Yes, that was the song that summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it like made me tear up a little bit because I'm walking away from all my childhood friends. Mm-hmm. And Don't Turn Around is playing in my...
Don't turn around.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm dramatic. So mm-hmm. That was dramatic. I made it more dramatic than it needed to be.
Right.
That fall, I went to Sexton High School in Lansing for my freshman year, and Anna went to DeWitt High School, which wasn't too far away, but when you don't have a car, mm-hmm. you might as well have been in different states.
Yep.
We fell into our own little worlds. We lost touch. Nobody, right. Cell phones weren't a thing, so.
Social media wasn't a thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the summer after freshman year happened. That summer, Anna got her learner's permit. On August 8th, 1995, she drove out to Mason to pick up some friends she'd met at the roller skating rink. Edru. You remember Edru?
It's still there.
It's still there. But, I mean, do you remember it as a teenager that went to it? Were you about the roller skating?
Yes, every Friday night.
So I acted like I was...
But not in high school.
No. I acted like I was too cool for it, but really it was just because I was very uncoordinated and not good at skating at all.
I wasn't great at it either, but did the combo things, you know? Anyway.
I remember every time, because it's just this, I mean, I would assume most roller rinks you're just going like in a big circle, mm-hmm. but there was like this one little opening to shoot off to get to the bathroom.
Yes.
And I fell every time. Every time. But I also remember being very young, and Anna's dad would take us there, and he skated so fast. So we would each hold on to the back of his belt, and he would just go like whipping around.
That's fun.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm telling other stories to avoid this story. So let's get back to it. So it was early evening on August 8th, around 5 o'clock. The sun was still shining. It was hot. I remember this because I was at Michigan Fest with a friend to see Hootie and the Blowfish. You remember Michigan Fest?
Girl, I was at that too. And I remember being pissed because it was my birthday and I was seeing Hootie and the Blowfish.
Well, my friend that I was with, her cousin was the drummer in Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, cool. So I mean, that's cool, but I was not like...
We met them and hung out with them and it was a cool thing.
I just remember being like, of all the bands, this is the band on my birthday.
So Michigan Fest, we call it Common Ground now. Same
thing. That was me.
That was her on purpose.
Dave's giving us weird looks like, what was that noise? Did Jen just fart?
No.
No, it was me.
It was Danny.
I was pooping on Hootie and the Blowfish, but they're not terrible.
No.
I was just disappointed. Anyway, go on. August 8th.
So it was hot. I met Hootie and the Blowfish, and if I remember correctly, Anna and her friends were headed to the Jackson County Fair to see Boys to Men. I know Boys to Men was playing that day.
Yes.
But
Maybe that's why I was so pissed.
That's because
I was like,
I wish
I would have been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And didn't that seem so far back then?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, oh, Jackson.
45 minutes.
Got it.
Right.
So there were four of them in the car. Anna, her friends Spring and Colette, and their friend Jeremy. Anna and Jeremy had just picked up the other girls from the mobile home park they lived in, which was right near a major highway. There was a stop sign at the end of the park that entered onto a busy roadway where cars, trucks, and semis flew by at 55-plus miles per hour. Anna pulled out from the stop sign into the path of a tanker truck. She, Colette, and Spring were killed instantly. Jeremy was critically injured, but he later recovered. So, to call the loss devastating would be an understatement. Anna was actually the first person I ever knew that died. And losing her was like, sorry.
Don't be sorry. I'm going to cry with you. I'm so sorry.
It was definitely one of the defining moments in my life, and obviously it stayed with me.
Of course.
So, give me just a minute.
So, over the years, I've had things happen that I felt were like signs from her that she was still with me. Mm-hmm. But the signs did not really get out of hand until I started doing the tours and spending my time with psychics.
Interesting.
My first really weird experience was in 2017 with a psychic slash medium that came on one of our tours with us. Her name was Chris. This was the first time I'd ever met her. We didn't know each other. We were connected through, you know, I've got this network of really wonderful paranormal investigators and psychics that I know. And I met her through them. And so she signed up for a tour, you know, to be our special guest, but I didn't know her. And I'm a skeptical person. So until I've met you and experienced things with you, I, you know, you can tell me you're a psychic all day. And I'm like, all right.
Right.
Sure. You know?
Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it.
So this wasn't a reading type situation at all. She was just the guest on the tour. She's also a paranormal investigator. Okay. So as we go to these haunted locations and things, her responsibility, her duty, whatever word you want to use for it was, you know, here's what I think here, here's what I feel here, here's what I'm picking up on type of thing. That's it. It wasn't, you know, a personal reading by any means.
Right.
And we were about halfway through the tour and we stopped for a pit stop and she had brought another member of her team with her. And I was sitting there, you know, on my phone, taking a break. People are, so there's people off the bus smoking, people using the bathrooms, getting snacks, things like that. And she looks at the woman sitting next to her and she goes, "Who's Anna?" And I heard the name and I didn't say anything.
Right.
And then she said it louder. She goes, "Who's Anna?" And I just kind of looked over at her and I said, "Anna was my best friend's name." And she goes, "Oh, it's you." And I said, what do you mean it's me?
Oh my gosh.
She goes, "It's for you. I've been getting this reading all night, this very persistent voice, this young girl, her name's Anna, and she's trying to get me a message, and it's for you." Oh, I just didn't know who it was for. And so, again, this is a stranger to me, you know?
Right.
So I was kind of like, okay, you know, I don't know what that means. She goes, "She wanted me to tell you that... she chose to go and she was at peace with it. She had a very quick decision to make. She could have stayed here, but she couldn't have lived with the injuries and she couldn't have lived with the guilt, because she was driving the car.
Right.
She made the decision to go. She was happy with the decision. She said, you've always wanted to know if she suffered. She didn't. It was very quick. She didn't feel anything. But she knew that she died in an accident.
Right.
She described what she looked like perfectly. She talked about the fact that she was like this very strong personality and she was always laughing. I mean, she knew it was 100%. Like, it was genuine. It came out of nowhere. Right. And everything that she said was right on.
That's crazy.
And then I had to get my shit together and finish the tour.
Right. Oh my gosh. How do you do that?
It was something. Yeah. So that was the first time that it happened. Totally caught me off guard.
Right.
And so how do you then say, I don't believe in psychics? I mean, of course I do. You know, that was not everybody. And I know some wonderful ones. I'm very blessed. I know several that are just great, great, great to work with. But this was my first personal experience that was just really crazy. And then later that same year, it happened again. We were on a tour and we were actually at the cemetery where Anna is buried for one of our stories. And I didn't find this out. My husband told me later that night because I had been so shaken by the story that kind of caught me off guard in the middle of a tour already. But he said that as we were walking back to the bus, the psychic that was with us that night, she was there as our special guest and we're walking back.
This is a totally different psychic.
Totally different psychic.
Different
tour. Is actually Dawn, who did our artwork, our girls, our girls for the podcast. yeah. So we're walking back to the bus, and she asked my husband, hey, who is Jen's sister or cousin that passed away? Teenage girl, someone very close to her that she grew up with. And he just kind of stopped. And he goes, why? He goes, Jen doesn't have a sister. Why? And she's like, oh, she was just standing right there with her while she was talking the whole time. Aww. I don't have, never had a sister. You know, right. I didn't have any cousins or anything like that that had passed. So, yeah. And she, again, she described her physically perfectly.
But you have another recording.
Yes.
Where you refer to each other as sisters.
Yes, I do. So, yeah, one of our little videos. And we were. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were born 2 months apart.
Right.
I mean, we were raised together.
Without sharing bloodlines, you were as close as possible, right? Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So.
That's great. You know what, though? You say, like, I didn't have anything until 2017. I bet she sent you signs.
Yeah, I mean, there were. And I just, yeah. I mean, there'd be little things that would happen here mm-hmm. and there. I told the one story on the podcast about the time that I was at her grave and we wound up playing in her dad's ashes. That was for sure a her move.
Right.
So, yeah, there have definitely been things. And then the most recent time was just a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. And this was the thing that made me decide that I needed to talk about it on the podcast.
Yep.
So first of all, stated earlier, Anna would love all of these things. Mm-hmm. The podcast, the tours, the creepy shit, the true crime.
Right.
This was right up her alley. She would be super into all of it. And I know that you feel this. I've been feeling really overwhelmed lately. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, there's so much going on and it's all exciting and it's all wonderful,
but
it is still a lot mm-hmm. when you've also got a family and a full-time job.
Right.
And, it just gets to be a lot sometimes. And so I woke up one Sunday morning and before I even got out of bed, I was just laying there. My mind was thinking of all the things I needed to work on and get done and try to get done. And I was just feeling this pressure, like mm-hmm. I cannot keep going like this. And as I was laying there, I got a message from a psychic, a different psychic, not either one of the two that I'd had these experiences with Anna with before, mm-hmm. Someone that I don't know well, I've had a couple of conversations with, that's mm-hmm. the extent of it. And the message said, I don't know why I need to tell you this, and I'm sure it doesn't matter. A girl kept popping up, starts with A. I'm so proud of you. You have big, big things on the horizon. Keep truth out there. And I seriously just lost it. Like, I needed that so much mm-hmm. in that moment. Right. There was no way that was a coincidence that at the very right. moment that I was feeling like, can't do it.
Right.
You know, that she was there to say, like, right. yes, you can.
Yes, you can, and I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think that's incredible.
Yeah. So that's why we're talking about it, because I think it's important. I think I know
important.
A lot of people have experiences like that, and mm-hmm. I know that sometimes people look at you like you're crazy, and they tell you you sound crazy, but and I think there are definitely some scam artists out there.
In
the psychic community and the paranormal community, I've run into them, unfortunately, but there are also some amazingly gifted people.
And I believe in those gifted people, but let's pretend, just for argument's sake, that they're not real, like mm-hmm. they don't have the ability. If somebody gets some healing from what they have to say,
yes,
that's enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they Absolutely. Can offer so much healing. Like, you had a moment of healing mm-hmm. because of that. So I don't know if I've shared this story with you. I think maybe last time we were talking about Anna, I might have, but I don't know. I don't remember if I did. So obviously I didn't know Anna. Mm-hmm. The only person I knew in that car was Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
And she died on my birthday.
Yes.
So I can't help but feel some weird connection, right?
Yeah.
And it sounds like maybe we were a little similar.
Yeah.
You know, other than the fact that she likes scary movies and I don't.
She loved scary movies.
But the night of their accident, I call it Jeremy's accident because he's the one I knew.
To you, he was the one mm-hmm. you knew, yeah.
I had a dream that he had been in an accident. And that people had died in it.
Oh my gosh.
And when I woke up the next day, it was true.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? That's one of the things I'll never forget.
Wow. Yeah, because it was nighttime when we started finding out. So, again, no cell phones. Mm-hmm. It's 1995.
Right.
And so we got home from the concert very late that night because we had been backstage, you know, with the band and everything. Right. And when I got home, I was supposed to call my mom to check in. Mm-hmm. And so it was probably close to 2 a.m.
Right.
When I called her, she said, of course, you know, I don't care what time it is. I need to know that you've made it back. Super annoying you when now. You're in ninth grade. But now as a mom it? Of teenagers.
And after that night, do you get it?
No, you know? I was a teenager. I still.
I like your honesty.
No. So it was about midnight, 1 a.m, 2 a.m. when I found out, when I called my mom to check in. So, and how, I just can't imagine being in the position of my parents.
Were they sat there with that knowledge for hours?
When they sat there knowing that and had absolutely no way to, A, contact me, right. B, check on me. Right. You know, because the first thing we unfortunately.
And they just want you home to hug you probably. Yeah.
And we mm-hmm. unfortunately have been through it. I've been through it as a parent with my oldest son. Mm-hmm. Oddly, same time of year. Mm-hmm. Anna's accident was August 8th. His friend passed on August 9th. And you just want your child, right. You know. And so, right. Like.
I get it.
How right. do you.
Right.
They just had to sit there with that all night waiting until I called them. So, right. Yeah. Anyway, so
we're going to lighten the mood a little.
Thank you.
File dump time.
File dump time.
What are your favorite TV shows?
Favorite TV shows?
This is a good one.
I have a top three.
Oh, okay. I have 100, but go ahead. You got some time?
I mean, I love TV, so I've got so many that I watch.
Right.
But shows that I own and could watch over and over mm-hmm. and do, and they're so different. One Tree Hill.
Okay, I've never seen it.
Oh my God, I love One Tree Hill so much. Okay. It's so cheesy and so like dated, kind of but stuff. I love it. Okay. Sons of Anarchy.
Never seen it either.
Oh my God.
I'd probably like it.
Very different from One Tree Hill in every way possible.
Right.
And then Game of Thrones.
Oh, seen it.
Yes, you've seen that one.
That's a good one.
So the, it's not I mean,
in
they're,
my top, though.
They're very... I mean, they couldn't be
they're
more different.
So different. But that's awesome because yeah. that just shows that you have a variety.
I just love everything.
Right.
If that's, there's cute boys in it, I love it.
You'll watch it. My very favorite is Golden Girls.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
very, very
my
favorite.
God. Who's your favorite Golden Girl?
I love all of them for different reasons. But I think maybe Dorothy, because she's such a smartass,
yes.
and she's the one where I like find myself laughing the most.
But Betty White as a human, though?
As a human?
Like, favorite human. That's what I'm saying. Oh, like, not yeah, her yeah. character on the show, not yes. Rose, necessarily.
Yes.
Rose, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. I only watch Golden Girls on sick days.
Oh, I fall asleep to them every single night.
Do you really?
Yes, and soon we'll be adding Designing Women to that, because they are also coming.
I heard that.
I started a Facebook page that's called Bring Back Designing Women.
No, you did not.
I did. There's only like 5 of us in the group. But I started it in like a month ago.
Oh my God.
And it's
that's
like
hilarious.
It's like it was answered.
Yeah.
Now they're bringing
like, fine,
it back.
Dang, calm down.
Right. We don't need a movement. So yeah. So my
Golden
very
Girls?
Favorite is Golden Girls. Currently, I'm digging Big Brother. That's my summer show.
I don't.
It's the only like reality. Well, there's 2 reality shows that I really watch, but that's my number one reality show.
Yeah, no, I think I watched the first season of Big Brother. I don't watch any of those, like Survivor, The Bachelor.
I don't watch any other ones.
I don't watch any.
No
the only
competitive
reality
ones.
The only shows
one.
I watch are the Teen Mom ones, which we've talked about before. That's it.
Yeah. Vanderpump Rules and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills
yes.
I watch. But I don't know if they fall into my favorites.
Yeah, they're just on.
I love Fresh Off the Boat.
I've seen a couple episodes. I love the actors in the show, but
it's
I've not.
Really
I don't
funny.
Actually
I
watch
like,
it.
I mean, I like all kinds of TV, but there's something about watching a sitcom where you don't really have to think.
Yes.
You know, you can just get lost in somebody else's story and giggle and just have a relaxing good time doing yes. it. It's like a decompressing moment for me. So I like the cheesy sitcoms. Yeah. I love, you know, makes sense. I watched Game of Thrones. I like those. Breaking Bad. They're super intense and I like them. But there have been moments where I'm like, I can't watch it right now. I just need a break. Yeah,
there's something to be said for something that you can watch an episode of. You don't have to yes. watch them in order necessarily.
Right. So those are my favorites. Mm-hmm. Things like that.
Clearly, I'm all about the drama and the tragedy, judging yep. by my choices. Yep. But, yeah.
Yep.
All right, guys. It is now our time of the month. Danny's favorite thing.
Yeah, we've got to come up with send us some suggestions. I'll never stop
saying it. You can change the name of the segment and I'll still add that on as the subtitle.
We're gonna edit it out. Send us suggestions on what to call this, like this, fan shout outs or something.
This is the time of the month that we thank all of the amazing fans that have left us reviews on Facebook and Apple Podcasts now. They don't mm-hmm. call it iTunes anymore. It's Apple Podcasts.
Right.
In the past month. So you want to get us the Facebook ones?
So the ones from Facebook are Athena Foster, Diana Campbell. Oh, she's Diana Campbell Erickson.
Yes.
Leah Osborne, Brandy Ray, Chloe Reynolds, Linda Schultz Draminski, Diana Hilliard Chambers. So it's probably Diana Chambers.
Okay.
Katie Galatian. She works at Longhorn's.
Longhorn Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. Where you've got to... I've got to go in there someday.
It's so good.
I mean, I've had it before, but I'm saying I've got to go in there someday because they mm-hmm. treat you like a princess.
I know. They're amazing there.
I just don't go out to eat enough. That's the problem.
That's my shout out to Longhorn's. Tara Lynn. Jennifer Wiles Mullen, Kenesha Kuhn, Stephanie Stanfield Bellflower, Kim Wilson Walker, Brooke Rathbun, Annabelle Lee, and Corey Harris, who made really cute shirts, by the way.
Yes, really mm-hmm. cute customized So Dead shirts.
She did. Love they them. Were so cute. Her and her daughter. Her daughter's gorgeous.
She is beautiful. Well, thank you guys.
So is Corey.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody's beautiful.
Okay? Y'all gorgeous.
And so from Apple Podcasts, we've got Kaylee Ray, Ty324, Savware, Baby Witch Lisa.
Yes.
Crime Obsessed 24.
Yes.
KK081009. Yes. And then Alicia is awesome, who left us.
She is awesome.
She is awesome. And she left us maybe one of my favorite reviews. I love, love, love the nice things you guys say. They're amazing. I do too. They lift me up on days when I'm super down. As we just talked
sometimes.
About, we get mm-hmm. pretty overwhelmed from time to time. And this like gives us validation that we can keep doing this and we need to when you guys are digging it. But Alicia's review simply said, I like this podcast and I don't have much more to say. And I just loved it so much. It made me laugh so hard. It was perfect.
It is perfect. It's funny. Great.
So it doesn't have to be wordy. We love all the words. Trust me. Don't get me wrong.
I love all of it.
Like, we love no matter what you've got to say, mm-hmm. as long as it's not shut up, you're stupid. We want to hear it.
Right. I don't want to hear if you want me to shut up.
No.
I don't.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon at So Dead Podcast.
You can find us online at sodeadpodcast.com or email us your feedback and story ideas to sodeadpodcast@gmail.com.
And remember, always look out the window to see who it is.
Or go tell your mom.
This is from me
to you.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
St-
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.